Hello everyone, and thank you for being here in this talk. We'll talk about NewPipe and how it was ported to Sailfish OS. So first of all, who am I? I'm Fabio Giovanazzi, also known as Stypox Online. I'm the maintainer of one of the maintainers of NewPipe, and also I created an assistant for Android called Dicho, which is available on F-Droid. I'm a member of the NewPipe Association and also of local hackspace. I'm currently studying in ETH. In Zurich, and yeah, you can find my details there. Then we have David.
Thank you very much. Hi, I'm David Llewellyn Jones. I am not a NewPipe developer, but I am a member of the Sailfish OS community, and I had the privilege of meeting some of the NewPipe dev team last year at FOSDEM, tried it out, and was so taken by it that I was really keen to see whether it would work on Sailfish OS. So after Fabio has talked about NewPipe, I'll talk a little bit more about porting it to Sailfish OS.
Yeah, I'll briefly start with a quick introduction of what NewPipe is in case some of you don't know about it. So it's basically an Android app that lets you watch YouTube videos or also videos from other streaming platforms. And yeah, it's completely open source. It's available on F-Droid. You can use it also as a way to get more privacy when watching YouTube videos, for example, because the official YouTube app tracks and everything. So I will go through some of its features. So here, number one, we have you can obviously search for stuff. So you search for videos, you get videos, playlists, channels. Then you say that you tap on a video. Number two, you will get a video with a bunch of information about it, so such as comments, description, a bunch of actions you can do. Number three, you get recommended videos and related videos. And finally, number four, the important thing is you actually get to play the video. And the player is one of the most important parts of the app, since it's very complicated and it allows you to play stuff in the background or even in a pop-up that goes over other apps. You can build a queue of multiple songs to listen to, and so on. Then onto other features, we have the possibility to download stuff, so download music, download videos, download subtitles. Then one interesting thing is that you can bookmark playlists, and this might seem simple, like it's just a link to a remote playlist, but we actually have another feature, which is you can build playlists out of videos that are stored locally in the app, and this works